Imagine you're working for minimum wage. You might even have two jobs to cover the cost of rent, food, and utilities. You have children to feed and are barely able to squeak by financially, but you are a hard worker. Illness is something you definitely cannot afford, and medical insurance just isn't in the budget. Many people in this position wait until they are extremely ill before seeking medical care because they just can't afford to see a doctor. That is where Project Access and the Medical Society and Medical Foundation of Chattanooga steps up to help. Ray Bond is the executive director.
Project Access is a healthcare consortium of volunteer physicians and hospitals working with health centers and clinics to provide access to charity care for low-income uninsured folks, mostly the working poor and people who all too often have just fallen through the cracks.
There's a lot of talk and controversy right now about medical insurance, medical care, the need to supply care for everyone. But these are people you've been working with all along that don't have that insurance.
All the folks in our program are uninsured. Many of them are working. A lot of them are working full-time but at two part-time jobs, so they never qualify for benefits. In some cases, they're low-wage workers who may qualify for benefits but simply can't afford it. A lot of times the premium is as much as their monthly food bill, and it's a really tough choice. Many of our patients have been able to get care that's allowed them to continue working. They've had life-threatening or health-threatening conditions that would make it very hard for them to continue supporting their families if they couldn't get their problem cared for. And so we've been able to help people remain independent because of the generosity of our local hospital partners and the 650 physicians who volunteer through Project Access.
People just come to you and apply, or is there a referral service?
Most of the patients in Project Access are referred by primary care physicians who participate in the program or by community health centers, the Memorial Health Centers, the Southside and Dotson Avenue Health Centers, those run by the Hamilton County Health Department, or private physicians, or sometimes hospital emergency rooms. All three of our area hospital systems, Parkridge, Erlanger, and Memorial, participate in the program. We usually get referrals from primary care, and the big gap that we fill is specialty care. We're really blessed in this community to have, you know, a good primary care network that's available at low cost or even at no cost for those who truly can't afford it. But the big gap that we found was in specialty care. So primary care might see a patient eight times before the patient got sick enough to go to the emergency room and be able to get surgery because it was an emergency. Now they can see the patient once or twice, refer them to us. We get the surgery done before the patient has reached a crisis state and their life is really threatened. So it's an extraordinary program. The specialists see the patients in their offices. The procedures are all done at the hospitals. We're able to get anesthesia and pathology, you know, the whole realm of care donated to our patients. We've been able to help more than 7,000 patients since we started. In some cases, we've also provided oncology treatments and care for patients with cancer.
Some of those things, like an oncology treatment regime, is pretty expensive. You know, it's not just in and out.
In some cases, patients who've had orthopedic surgery need to have follow-up physical therapy. We've been very fortunate to establish relationships and be able to get, you know, not all, but most services donated to our patients. Project Access was a program developed by the Hamilton County Medical Society and its Medical Foundation of Chattanooga. We saw our first patient in April 2004. The model for this program started in Buncombe County, North Carolina, Asheville. We brought that concept here. And Dr. Joe Kofer is chair of our operations council, and it was kind of his brainchild and his idea to bring this program here. We have hundreds of physicians who participate, who volunteer their time and their energy and their compassion and their healing art to people who are most in need.
This isn't free, even though there's volunteers and even though a lot of that is donated, you still have costs involved.
Well, we have care coordinators on our staff who work with the patients, help them connect to the most appropriate specialist to be sure they get the follow-up care. And then also just we spend a lot of time scrounging around trying to get things donated that we may not have gotten donated previously. Sometimes, you know, new needs arise constantly. And so we have administrative costs. I think we've been a great bargain. We have a 33-to-1 return on investment, and that means every dollar that we've spent administering the program and providing care coordination results in between $33 and $35 of donated health care service. We've been really fortunate to get a safety net grant from the state of Tennessee that's provided a lot of our operating funds. But with the state budget crisis, we're very concerned about whether that program's going to be able to continue. So it's more important than ever for us to raise funds locally.
Project Access has distributed $68.5 million in donated medical care since the project began, with almost $1 million in care donated each month. The annual fundraiser to help make this possible is coming up the end of February.
A lot of our doctors said, you know, after a tough week providing medical care, we don't want to have to dress up very much, but some of our other guests like to. So we thought Denim and Diamonds was a nice kind of overall moniker. Every year we've had a fun theme. This year the theme is Footloose. So we're going to harken back to the days of big hair and shoulder pads and leg warmers. I won't personally be wearing leg warmers, but I hear that many of our guests will. Probably about a third of the folks who come to this party do kind of dress in costume, kind of in period attire. And it creates a very festive environment. It's fun. We're going to have a VJ. The 80s were the MTV hit big, and we started having videos and all that. So we're going to have a video jockey with great music. And so I think it's going to be a fun event. It's going to be on Saturday, February 26th. And we still have a few tickets available if people are interested in attending. We have a website, www.chatdenim.org. And this year, Rabbit, for the first time, we have an online auction before the event. So even if people can't attend the event but want to help support the program, we have some 250 or more items on them. We've got everything from gift cards to local venues to really fabulous trips. So a price range from $10 to thousands. So it's a really great thing. We've had wonderful, wonderful support this year from our local community and our volunteers. So I encourage people to take a peek at our chatdenim.org. There's a direct link from that website to our online auction. So we're excited to see how this goes. We haven't done this before. We had to move to the Trade Center this year. Our tables are going quickly and individual tickets are also available. We also want this to be a night just to honor the physicians who volunteer their time and their service, and they have expenses to run their offices and all of their medical staff who assists them, and they donate all of that to help our patients get well. So it's an effort to raise money, but it's also just an opportunity to have a great time and honor those doctors and our hospital partners.
You can call 423-622-2872 to make a reservation, or follow the link from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.